Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for Brian Gain to go get a running back 2 days into free agency. The only question is which one. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Le'Veon Bell still unsigned. It appears that he hasn't gotten as much money as he originally had hoped, so he's out there for the taking. We expect his decision to come before the end of the show. That's my prediction. John Lopez thinks Brian Gain should be on the phone right now, calling Le'Veon Bell. Around the league, however, the running back market, specifically the second round or the second tier running back market, is shaping up. Latavius Murray, formerly of the Vikings, he signs a four-year, $14 million deal with the New Orleans Saints, which means Mark Ingram will most likely be trying to find another team. That's a guy that a lot of people talk about potentially coming in and being thrown in there with Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman. And it also means that the secondary running back, such as the Tevin Coleman, the number and the line in the sand is kind of starting to show its face.
Funny you mention that. I put together a little bit of a list here of the running backs that are still available out there. Tell me what I'm going to go through these names. Tell me if any of these do anything for you. Le'Veon Bell, I guess we'll set aside for now, even though that's been my number one this entire offseason, because McClain says they are not going after him. Tevin Coleman.
Absolutely.
And what did McClain say about him? He said he didn't think they would, right? But maybe?
He said, not going to happen.
All right. So then that leaves the second and third tier guys. Mark Ingram, you mentioned?
I like Mark Ingram.
I would take him in a second. Jay Ajayi?
I like Jay Ajayi.
Marshawn?
Hell no.
Yeah, I don't think.
He's too old.
I don't think I want Marshawn anymore. Adrian Peterson, not going to happen. T.J. Yeldon.
Love T.J. Yeldon. He can do everything. That's a guy that, you know, you talk about being able to do a lot of things. That's a guy that I think would be a very good mix with all these running backs. I like T.J. Yeldon. I like Mark Ingram.
Doesn't seem like
a
guy.
Coleman.
I'll call up the numbers. Doesn't seem like a guy that's got a lot of touches either.
No, he's been a backup his whole time there in Jacksonville, pretty much. But he's filled in accordingly. And last year he got a little bit of shine for Leonard Fournette. But they've mentioned, and Brian Gain mentioned, that he wants a running back committee.
Wow.
He needs to go out there and make that happen. But Le'Veon Bell is the guy that you've wanted. How much do you think Le'Veon Bell's price has dropped?
I don't think it has.
You
dropped.
Still think he's going to get the 35 or whatever guarantee?
He's going to get paid, man. I think the reason we haven't heard anything is there's more than one team involved. And what does that do to the price? I mean, that sends the price way up. I think the Jets are involved now because, keep in mind, they just got some money back. Remember the Jets were supposed to be out? But Bell apparently went back to the Vikings, so that's going to free up that money. I think the Jets are back in the game. I think the Raiders are in play. The Raiders starting left tackle just tweeted, I'm going to be leading the way. What does that mean? I mean, you know, I think the price is going up for Le'Veon Bell, if anything.
I think it's going down. And, you know, all these other teams are spending money. It is interesting, though, that Anthony Barr was supposed to go to the Jets and he backs out.
Mm-hmm.
So the Jets had originally thrown money at Anthony Barr, formerly of the Vikings. Instead, Anthony Barr does what, I don't know if it's ethical or not, Anthony Barr, since this is legal tampering and you can't agree to deals till tomorrow, Anthony Barr basically took the deal back to Minnesota and said, look, I'll let you match this, and they matched the Jets' offer.
Right.
So now the Jets have a little bit more money, so all signs point to Le'Veon Bell. I wouldn't complain if Brian Gain went at Le'Veon Bell, but I still think it would be wiser to bring in Tevin Coleman or one of these other guys that were T.J. Yeldon and Tevin Coleman are the two guys that excite me most of the guys on that list. And I actually think there's potential for Tevin Coleman to be even better than Lamar Miller. So I wouldn't even be opposed to bringing in Tevin Coleman and rolling with Deontay Foreman, Tevin Coleman, and maybe a rookie running back and saving the $6 million that you can save getting rid of Lamar.
By the way, I'm warming to T.J. Yeldon. I've always liked his game, and I just said that I don't think he's got that many touches. You know, he hasn't had more than 180 touches in the last 3 years. The most he's ever had was his rookie year, 218 touches. He's got some tread left. He's going to be 25 going into next year. That would be a really nice, like a second tier type pickup right there.
Yeah, and it would be very cheap, and it would solidify a need. I think that, you know, we automatically assume that the offensive line. I think we just look at this like in such a black and white way, in that we act like it's offensive line and that's it. That's the only way to protect Deshaun Watson. That's the only way to run the ball better, is it's just the offensive line. And we assume that every offensive lineman that was on the team last year isn't going to get better, and they all just suck. So you just have to bring in offensive linemen, and it's an ongoing game of musical chairs. And we never even take into account that maybe a running back can make the offensive line better. Maybe Deshaun Watson taking that next step can make the offensive line better. Maybe a tight end that blocks better and is maybe more of an option on intermediate routes can make the offensive line better. I think we're living in such a weird time where people are acting like a player on a team can't get better. Like, who's to say that Rankin can't get better? Who's to say that Davenport can't get better? Who's to say that Kelamite and Fulton can't get better? We automatically assume that you just have to replace all these offensive line, as if every freaking offensive line that's come into the league was just automatically good and didn't have his struggles and all of a sudden get better. It's weird.
I don't think there's any way you can say that they have to replace more than one or two guys at the most, two at the most. They have high hopes for Martinez Rankin. We know that. We've played the audio multiple times. I think they have high hopes for Chantrell Henderson. When he was drafted, I sat right here and said, this guy is a project. But
you mean signed.
Signed, yeah. This guy's a project, but we'll get it done. I think they feel good there, too. But the bottom line is the line is not good as a unit right now. So they do have to improve it. But it does take not just the one or two guys they get, but it takes a good running back, somebody who can go out of the backfield, a little dump off. It takes a tight end who can be more versatile on the runs and the passes. Because when right now the Texans tip their hand so much, because when Ryan Griffin is in there, sure, they might run a running play or two here and there. But he's more of a passing threat and not as good of a blocker. And so I think some of these guys, if you get that versatile tight end in there, that helps too.
Yeah, it does help. But you agree, you're still on the Le'Veon Bell or
bust until
string.
It's over, I'm on it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work out for you, John. You're going to be a little bit disappointed. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. One day into free agent frenzy. Here's the moves the Texans have made. They've added a starting safety to the mix, replacing the Honey Badger and Kareem Jackson. Jacksonville safety Deshaun Gibson is the newest member of your Houston Texans. 3 years, $22 million. More interceptions than the Honey Badger since 2013. More interceptions in the last 3 years. Also a lot more versatile. Hasn't missed any time. One of the leaders of that Jacksonville defense. A lot of people, though, have PTSD because Aaron Colvin was from Jacksonville. He came in last year, struggled. So a lot of people are automatically associating those two guys. And I ask you this, if you're going to do that, then I better not hear that you wanted to bring in Trent Brown from the New England Patriots, because Nate Solder was also a left tackle who got signed last year in free agency, went to the New York Giants and struggled. So if that's the mindset you're going to be in, where you're automatically assuming because he comes from Jacksonville, he's not going to be good, you better not be one of the people texting in saying that, why didn't they sign Trent Brown from the New England Patriots and give him 4 years, $66 million?
Here's what you need to know about Tayshaun Gibson. And 24 hours from right now, we'll be getting a visit from Stanford Rout. A week ago, we sat across the table from Stanford, and we were talking about the best fit at safety. And if you recall, the player he described was a player that could come up and thump a little bit, come up and tackle, but has cover skills. Has above average cover skills, because a lot of times especially with a young safety like Justin Reed, they're going to try to manipulate the opposing quarterback is going to try to manipulate the play call and the shifts so he can get the weaker safety into a position that he can attack, right? You remember that discussion if you were listening a week ago. They just got that guy. They just got Tayshaun Gibson, who is that guy that can tackle a little bit, you know, not afraid to put his head down, but has cover skills. He's also a ball hawk type free safety. He's Tyrann Mathieu light. He just not as well known. I mean, you illustrated the numbers. They're better than Matthews in some areas. But I think he's also a better cover guy. You know, there's some video that I was watching just a little while ago during a break of him on Rob Gronkowski just blanketing him. The guy's not all pro. All I'm saying is, and we'll bring it up again with Stanford tomorrow, what he requested, if you will, in a free agent or a safety acquisition was Tayshaun Gibson. So they got that, and they got it at 3 years, $22 million. I really like this. It's not the big splash, but I really like it.
Could I interest you in some stats?
Please.
These courtesy of Pat D. Stat. Mm-hmm. Since 2013, Tyrann Mathieu, 13 interceptions, 49 passes deflected. So 13 and 49. Kareem Jackson, 9 and 55. Tayshaun Gibson, 19 interceptions, 38 passes deflected. Let's just go since 2016. Let's go the last three NFL seasons. Tyrann Mathieu, 5 interceptions, 19 passes deflected. Kareem Jackson, 4 and 31. Tayshaun Gibson, 6 and 16.
Yeah.
So Kareem Jackson has more passes deflected, probably in large part because he was playing a lot more corner. But Gibson, if you just line up what people say they want a safety to do,
right,
he lines up a lot better than the Honey Badger. He just doesn't tweet as much. He doesn't have the poofy hair, and he doesn't sit there and argue with Paul Gallant all the time and have a fake chip on his shoulder.
I mean, he may now, but he doesn't so far.
I'm not going to miss him.
No, I'm not
I'm not
going
to miss him at all. And quite honestly, I felt like I unfollowed my 14-year-old cousin on Facebook as soon as Honey Badger left, because I'm just glad I don't have to read his tweets anymore.
Yeah. No, he was really good. He was good with the media in the locker room, but I think he had just a lot of stuff going on, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of substance. I mean, there wasn't as much substance to the flash with the Honey Badger. And when the Chiefs are paying that kind of money to you, you just got to salute him, say thank you very much for
good
your service.
Good luck with that, man.
On to the next one. Have a good time out there,
good
Honey
luck
Badger.
With that.
We'll see what you got. A lot of people upset with the Houston Texans. But they're upset in Indianapolis as well because they had even more cap space. We're going to talk to reporter Kevin Bowen next. What the heck is going on in Indianapolis? We'll get into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.